Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FranciscoRadio.com station.
So I'm assuming the brother was meant for me because you said something about him not saying Garoppolo. So he took it as I'm the only one that came down his road.
You did. You were the only one that came down his road. I didn't.
You were laughing.
That's not coming down his road.
Well, okay, then.
That's not coming
down his
road.
We love you, Larry.
Matt Patricia, you know, I'm starting to think about this for a minute.
Now, this is, go ahead.
And it's going to be kind of a broad statement, but these coaches don't work anymore.
Some can't even have marriages, Donnie. They're at the facility all night. What do you mean?
I mean, you can't be a coach with rules. You can't, I mean, of course you can be a coach with rules, but you can't treat veteran players like rookies. You can't get in guys' faces left and right. You can't work them. You can't overwork them during the week. I mean, you look at a guy like Matt Patricia. I just wouldn't hire a guy like that.
And with his past, which they didn't know about. Let me just ask you this.
But like, okay, I'm just writing down some names. Like Shanahan, he's different. You know what I mean? He's.
I want to hear it.
For lack of a better term, he's kind of like a new school guy. He's not in your face. He's calm. He's more, you can tell he's more into the, like, he's playing chess. And when you play chess, you're very aware. You're on an even keel. You're not getting
but Patricia
in people's
has something
face.
That Shanahan doesn't.
What?
He's got the pedigree of working under a coach.
You know what?
Arguably the winningest coach in the NFL. No. So that meant something to the ownership in Detroit.
I'm rejecting that.
I'll tell
you why. You know who's got pedigree? Bill Belichick's got pedigree. I don't know anything about Matt Patricia. Nothing as a head coach.
So you don't think
completely
under
different
him, Patricia
job.
Didn't get any?
I don't know.
You know
I don't
that
know.
Mentor stuff?
We'll
I'm not
see.
Saying he did.
We'll see.
Well, if you're Detroit ownership and these reports turn out to be true, are you panicked? Like, oh man, what do we do? After 1 week, you telling me I overreact? Is the world overreacting to what we saw? And he wasn't the one out there throwing the interceptions, and I'm not defending the guy. He looks like he got food in his pockets. I don't like the look. He needs to clean up. My point is, you tell me not to overreact.
Right.
Is the world, are they body shaming Patricia because of the way he looks? It was a bad
physically?
Game.
Physically?
Yeah, I'm starting to think
all
that's going into it.
First of all,
let's put it all on the table.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't stand the guy's look.
Me,
I can't stand it.
He looked like a pirate.
The pencil is. It's almost like, what are those things you wear? Like when you wear a tie and then you put the same color handkerchief in your pocket next to it.
Yeah.
You know? What's that called? A handkerchief?
I'm going to call my wife. No, the
you know, it's called
square.
Something.
The pocket square.
Pocket square.
Yeah.
That's all
that's
that thing
it.
Is. It's a pocket square. It's an adornment.
He's
got laminated paper. What is he? You can't even.
But
pencil
see, you're
doesn't work
him.
On a laminated piece of paper.
But you're judging him.
I am.
We're judging him.
I am. Yeah.
Or are we overreacting?
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying.
They've had a miserable first week. I'm not saying that necessarily it's a PJ Carlissimo hire, but they had a bad week.
That was a good one. It's looking that way after 1 week. Then they come here and beat the Niners, the upstart Niners. Then what are we saying about
exactly.
Everything's
well,
good on the home front?
Well, that's the thing about, I mean, that's what's great and infuriating about football. I mean, we might on
one
Monday.
Week is like a year,
on Monday,
right.
You know, everything's going to change on Monday. Everything. Let's go to Joe in Menlo Park. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going there, Matt Guru? How you guys doing?
All going right. Well, man. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, this whole Jimmy G conversation. The bottom line is, we got to pump the brakes a little bit here. I mean, this guy's got, you know, 5 games. You know, last year, it's last year, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember, Patricia knows him from New England, you know? So let's pump the brakes a little bit. Not get out above our skis.
Nice. Nice.
Whoa.
Get him off.
Sound like he was on bars.
Jeez.
He left me there.
Are you? Hey, the minute you detect that
air,
stupid uptick, get him off. All right? We're no gimmick for the morning show. We're no gimmick. I see you snickering, too. I ain't kidding. It's been a tough day for the board op, by the way. Alex. I messed with him.
I know.
I shouldn't do
it. I didn't like it, but I thought he knew, but he was... So something was going on with him. He was dealing with an issue already.
I know.
So you added the muster to the issue.
I do that with all the kids.
You got him like that on all... you call them kids.
I do them with all the kids. All these 25-year-olds. You'd think they know it by now. Curly, I've gotten on this like 7 times. The boss comes in early. The board op's not here. And he goes, where's Alex? And I'm like, he'll be here any minute. And he goes, oh. And I said something to Nahegan like, what do you need with him so early? Hey, he's like, hey, I got important stuff. I got important stuff. I'm like, what? What could be important? He said, well, we got some issues. Got something to do on 1550.
Right.
Of course, I said, that proves it's not a high priority. But nevertheless, he said, I just got to talk to him about an ad or something. So he leaves. Alex comes in. And of course, I say,
like, what's up, Eddie?
Dude, Nahegan wants to see you. And he's like, really? I'm like, dude, no, it's about some spot on 1550. He's fuming. And Alex says, oh, no, shoot. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah, he failed.
Yeah, he starts going over to the computer. You know, he's like.
He was ready for whatever it was going to be.
He's doing his Linda Blair Exorcist impression where his head's spinning around.
Yeah, you can't do that to the young.
When I saw how.
You're hopped up on coffee. So when I saw how. Enhanced.
When I saw how distraught he was, I immediately was like, I'm just kidding, dude. He's fine.
Because if we did that to you, you'd probably harbor those feelings for a week. Hey, I don't appreciate Guru. You did that.
Like,
calendar month
No, it would be like, it would. Okay.
We know you, Stein. You got a rep.
Go ahead and do it. I'm coming in today, and hey, what's up, Guru?
Hey, Matt just came in looking for you. He wasn't in a good mood.
What?
He wants to see you. I'm letting you know.
What's he upset about?
If I knew, I'd tell you, but he was hot. He wanted to see you. I don't know what went down.
He better. He wants to see me.
Yeah.
Well, then you know what? He can come talk to me and tell me
to come see him. No, that makes me look bad because I'm not delivering the message. You need to go see him.
Hashtag fact. I ain't going down the hall to see some chump who doesn't have the guts to come up to me and ask me to see him. Who are you? Why are you his gopher? Why are you his gopher?
Because I was here on time and he told me to deliver the message.
Hey, man.
Hey, look.
Hey.
I'm going to go tell him you're here.
Oh, you do that. You do that. And you know what?
That.
Yeah. And you tell it just like Carlos and Matold Sprewell. You tell him, I'm right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got you.
I
would never do that. I know. Deliver the message. Because you got those famous coworkers, real quick, Snotty. You're late. They know you're late. And then you're almost to your seat. Hey, Daryl. To let everybody know you just,
yeah.
I don't got that here.
Well, I mean, one of the things you can do to combat that is you can be late most of the time. And then people will just start getting used to it.
Damn, that's how you do it.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Anyway, Matt Patricia.
But there are reports.
There's a lot going on with this game, the Lions and the 49ers game.
Minus really six is. Niners.
Well, the Niners are favored to win by 6. The Raiders are getting 6, I believe, against the Broncos.
Who you betting on? Dude, if I had the money, it's the Niners is a lock.
Are you giving it to
them?
Are you
going to
liquidate?
Yep, liquidate all assets.
Hey, we got to hope people don't take that literally and actually do liquidate their assets.
If they're liquidating, they're doing it on their own. They old Guru ain't getting them to liquidate.
I don't know, Guru. You've been showing me some of these betting stubs.
I retired.
Oh, did you?
What do you mean, did I? What stubs? That was months ago when I had money.
Yeah, I said it was a few months ago.
Yeah, now I didn't feel like hard
Steiny,
times.
Check this out. Steiny.
Yeah. Back on hard times.
I do notice that you haven't been saying for me to check anything out lately.
The last 120 days.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just telling you, I think the Lions are dangerous. I got to think about what I'm going to do.
But every team is dangerous.
No doubt.
I get that. And I love you for that. But the Niners know we really need this game.
Who do the Bills play this weekend? Who do the Bills play? I guarantee you, without even looking, I'm almost feeling like the Bills are going to cover.
No way. It's the exact opposite. I'm about to get it to you now. The Buffalo Bills are playing Matt Stein.
Because they lost 47-3. That's why I'm saying
this. And they look like Nathan was it Peterman?
Oh, I
like
him. They're
playing the Chargers. Bet the Chargers.
Where's the game?
Buffalo.
I'm telling you, Buffalo.
Home opener?
I think Buffalo wins that game. What are they getting? They got to be getting, like, what, 9?
I told you I'm retired. I don't know.
You can still know the line.
No, you got to have an account to know the – or I guess it could be – I see that and let you know I'm retired.
Yeah. All right.
I went bankrupt.
I'm telling you right now, I am leaning Detroit to cover.
Wow.
I just – it's
– but there's nothing Niner about – see, what's blowing me away is there's nothing about the Niners or technical. It's – you're going off emotion about how tragic it was for Detroit. So
I think Detroit's going to play better, too.
But you don't think – but the Niners didn't show you anything going toe-to-toe with Minnesota?
Yeah, they did.
So Minnesota's better than Detroit. Now the Niners are at home.
Garoppolo
look just okay.
I know. No, that's what I mean.
Four touchdowns for Jimmy G.
Everything adds up to a 49er win. And that's why it worries me a little bit.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So, we're having a little party here at the station today at 1 o'clock, Guru. So, we're going to be done working at 12, and then we've got a party at 1 o'clock. It's not just the game, it's the whole building, essentially, right?
You're fired up.
Yeah, what'd you bring? What are you bringing?
I don't know if I'm going to be here.
What are you talking?
I got...
What did you... Okay, it's a potluck. I'll say it again. What are you bringing?
I told you my kid's playing fall ball, so he's got a baseball game. Gets out early today, so I got to...
What time's the game?
2:45. I told Dibs. Dibs was like, dude, he tried to do the math for me.
Okay, that's fine. You're not going to be there, but what'd you bring? I mean, you still brought something, right?
What do you mean? I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, but it's a function. I mean, you could have used the opportunity to... be a team player for one.
You see my paycheck? And I just realized, you know why I don't tip? Because I don't have the money.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
It coincides.
Then you shouldn't be out. Then you shouldn't be out in the first place.
Well,
if you can't afford
like
to
that.
Tip, don't go to the bar in the first place.
But no, when I tip, it's like,
why? It's fireworks?
I want a tip, but then the ramifications of the tip. You know, you get what I'm saying. Why would I bring something if I ain't gonna be here?
You say I'm not because
what? I didn't see you with a bag.
I'm going out between 12 and 1.
That don't count. You didn't prepare. Anna, tell them when you do that. I can't stand those people the day up.
You
gotta put something in the oven.
I signed the list.
You can go at 12 o'clock.
I signed the list, Malf. I signed the list. You didn't sign anything. And you didn't sign anything when you thought you were gonna go. That's what I know.
Sodas. I was going to bring 6 2-liter sodas. No, honestly,
I'm going to bring
the sodas.
No, the drink is provided.
It did not say
that. Beer, wine, and soft drinks are provided.
Okay. So this is why.
You are just making all this up.
No, I'm not.
I can't believe this.
I want everybody to bring their paycheck. And then when we compare paychecks,
you have a lot of nerve.
I brought the soda.
You have a lot of nerve. You did nothing but rip Ramon Foster for bringing up money in the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room regarding Le'Veon Bell. And now you want everybody to show up with their paychecks. Shame on you. Shame on you and your double standard.
He did get me. Oh, you brought up Ramon.
Let's go to Hemi in Napa. What's up, Hemi? Hemi. Hemi's done. Hemi's done. Couple basketball notes real quick. This bothers me, Guru. Russell Westbrook's having surgery. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, it looks like.
No, I just seen him on Instagram playing hoop at the open gym all summer long.
Yeah, he's having surgery. Bottom line is he's not going to play. He's not going to play in the first game against the Warriors when the Warriors get their rings.
Why wouldn't he have done this as soon as the season was over?
Maybe he didn't know. Maybe it's just something that started nagging him after he was playing.
So,
but you know what?
Go ahead. You're going where I'm going.
If I'm an NBA player, I'm waiting to have surgery too. The season's too long.
What do you mean it's too long?
It's too long. It's too long.
They spread out the back-to-backs.
I don't care.
You got masseuse on planes. The planes are basically hotels in the sky.
No, they're not. Have you ever been on one?
No.
No.
Dude, they got Wi-Fi. Come on.
Every plane's got
Larry
Boingo.
Bird, they didn't have, you were in the air. You were in the air. No, you were away
there's
from
no
the free
such
world.
Thing as a hotel that's a plane. Planes are.
You've
when
seen
you're
the
in a plane.
On those planes?
When, I could be in Air Force One. I still don't want to be on a plane.
You're one of those. The season's too long, huh?
Yes. There's too many games. The season's too long. All that stuff. So Westbrook's probably going to miss the first month of the season. You know what I say? Good.
He won't see Durant get his ring. You think that has something to do with it?
No. I don't.
So why would they let him do it? Well, maybe you're right. He did not. Dude, he was just 2 weeks. He was at UCLA. No, he wasn't at UCLA. He was at other gym just 2 weeks ago on Instagram.
But he
hooping out.
But here's the other thing. Westbrook gets the benefit of the doubt. Nobody plays harder than Russell Westbrook. So if you know, it'd be one thing if this were Shaq, who did this all the time, or I'm trying to think who else would do this. You know, an older type player. Westbrook's a little different. He comes to post every single night. But to me, it's just another example of, every season's too long. NFL should be NFL should be 14 games. Major League Baseball should go back to 154.
That's only 8 games off.
Yeah, but it
what about 100?
That's not enough. And basketball, 60. 60-game season. 82's a joke. Anyway, then there was another piece of news, but I forget what it was regarding the Warriors. Oh, Jamal Crawford. Apparently might still be in the mix.
And Damian Jones said he's vying for that starting center position.
Who?
Damian Jones.
Who he play for?
The Warriors. Damian Jones.
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding.
Well, he's getting it by default, right? Because Cousins ain't. He should be the starter coming out of.
That's right. Who do the Warriors have? now? McGee's not there. Zaza's not there.
It's wide open. Let's just say.
He's going to have to beat out Jordan Bell, right?
Ooh. So that's a Kerr question.
I mean, you want to talk about. I expect nothing from Damian Jones. I mean, come on. He hasn't.
Well, he expects something of himself.
And you know what?
And I like him to call
that's
Babe
a great,
Ruth.
Yeah, that's a great first step.
Great Babe first Ruth. Step.
Join 95.7 The Game this Sunday at Hooters in Dublin for our first football watch party of the season. Cheer on the silver and black as they travel to Denver and battle their division rival in Mile High Stadium. I think it's called Invesco Field, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, gosh.
Kickoff is set for 125. Then stick around for our live post-game broadcast with Jimmy Kay. That's Jimmy Cozumore. Plus win prizes and enjoy food and drink specials throughout the day. For more information, visit the events page at 957thegame.com. So Jamal Crawford is still not signed. I guess the Warriors still in play for him.
You think his feelings are hurt or his pride? All the buckets that he's put in and nobody's come calling for him? Are they age-shaming him? Dude, I'm shocked.
Why? He shot 40% last year. He doesn't play it.
Put him in the
He doesn't play
the
a
Warriors,
lick of deep.
Well, then the
you know
best
what?
Is going to
Put me
out.
On the Warriors. And guess what? We're still winning our third straight.
I get that. That's surprising. Give me that.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. But
he's not a ball hog. He's not a eye guy.
Yeah, he's kind of no, but
what's the difference between him and Nick Young? I guess that's what I'm asking.
He's better than Nick Young.
Okay, so why did Nick Young get an invite in a roster
because,
spot last year?
I'll tell you why. Because the Warriors players wanted Nick Young for some godforsaken reason.
He's a good dad. He's unsigned.
He's becoming a worse dad.
He's Dez Bryant.
Oh yeah, he's a great dad. Well, he better start drawing a paycheck then. He ain't in the league right now. And I don't have the text line up because I got a million other things.
Yeah.
Tell me when the guy texts in and says, there you go, Steinmetz, with your weekly shot at Nick Young. Tell me when that comes up.
Okay. It should be coming.
Yeah.
Because right now it's about me making brothers look bad because I don't tip. We know I tip.
I wouldn't lump all brothers in with you.
But we know that. But come on, take a joke. People know I tip.
You don't tip a lot. I mean, you're not a good tip.
I tip what I have, what I work with.
Well, how much? Okay.
And I still feel not having your potluck dish ready.
What do you, here we go. All right, I'm a bartender. What do you having? Yes, sir. What are you having today?
You know what? Give me a Jack and Coke.
All right. Here you go, sir. That'll be
$12.
Is it 12?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go, sir. It's $12.
I'm giving you 12. Now, if I sit down at a booth and you serve me with the food.
Well, no, you're at the bar. You're sitting at the bar. Here's your Jack and Coke,
and
sir.
I'm just having
$12.
One? I'm giving you 12. Somebody help me. I'm giving you 12.
Let's do this one more time, because maybe you're not quite understanding scenario.
No, I'm telling you what I take into account. Okay. You went over you put the ice in the thing, and you poured it.
Let's do it differently.
Right.
Just, I'll make this one really easy for you. You walk up to a bar. I'm the bartender, and you go, hey, what's up, man? Hey, how you doing, sir? What would you like? Give me a Jack and Coke, please. Oh, absolutely. I go make the drink. I put it down in front of you. And guess what? Here you go, sir. $9. This is $9. Here you go, sir.
You really want me to answer this?
Yes.
I'm offended if a receipt comes with the first drink, so I'm giving you whatever's on the receipt.
Well, there's no receipt. I'm just saying it's $9 right now. Okay.
I'll give you 10.
Okay. $9, sir. Do you want to be, are you paying cash?
And I'm opening the tab.
Do you want to keep it open?
Yeah. Now, had you not asked me that, and
at least you're tipping $1, though.
Yeah. No, and I tip more than, you know, it's on how I'm feeling, what I'm working with.
Let's go to Lunatic Fringe in Lafayette. What's up, Lunatic?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I don't know. I was listening to Pharrell on the bench, so all those drink noises.
The drink reference.
I got you. Parlamere.
What was the Rams' record at home last year?
I'm going to guess 5-3.
They were 4-4. The reason they made the playoffs is because they went 7-1 on the road. Now, that's an anomaly, but still, I'll take 6-2 for the Niners at home, 4-4 on the road. That's 10 victories. That's good enough for the playoffs because the NFC is just going to beat up on each other because the NFC is loaded with good teams. So all the divisions are going to beat up on each other. The only team capable of winning more than 12 games is the Minnesota Vikings because they have absolutely no weaknesses anywhere.
You don't think the Rams could win 12?
No. And here's why. Their defense, beyond the front line, are not very good open field tacklers. In fact, the secondary couldn't even tackle their own grandmother. So I could see a lot of yak yards hurting the Rams. And offensively, if you put pressure on Goff up the middle or from the side just a little bit and make him reset, as Greg Papa says, it throws him off because he is a total rhythm quarterback. And if you break the rhythm just a bit, it upsets him, and he's not as accurate and not as effective.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Lunatic Fringe. Appreciate it.
And I think the Vikings do have a weakness. They don't, to me, their ground attack is not, they're not handing it off to Earl Campbell. I saw running back by committee, and I think Kirk Cousins, when you need him most, will break your heart, Steiny. And about that Kirk Cousins weakness, which I deem they have, he threw two interceptions that the Niners defense did not catch in the fourth quarter. And those, once that happens, they change everything. And had the Niners picked them off, Kirk Cousins would have went to the sideline because he had that dazed look, that dazed and confused look.
Oh, please.
Like, here we go again.
He had no such look.
Huh?
They were up 24-6. 24-6. And you're making me root for Kirk Cousins.
You know I know he has talent, right? It's the Tony Romo thing. He'll break your heart at the most inopportune time. And that's why the Washington Redskins, he's on another team. How about that?
He's on another team because he didn't want to be there ever. Franchised him. He didn't want to be there.
Right. They won a lot while he was there. And I guess that would be my other thing, Steiny.
Redskins, you know what?
Yeah.
That franchise is a
Snyder?
Joke.
You know the Snyder guy?
He's a buffoon. I don't like Snyder even a little bit. We got to talk about the Giants. I'm sorry. I can't not talk about them
What
anymore.
Do we say? Where do you start?
I'll tell you where you start. And this is and I'm throwing this one out because I got to put the rat on the table. We're talking about the Giants, rebuild, this, that, the other thing. I got news for everybody. They're in it already. All right? They're in this period that they never wanted to be in. It's not, well, what are we going to do? No, they're in it. They stink. All right? It's been 2.5 years now. The Giants have stunk. All right? Okay, they went to the playoffs the year they had the worst record in the second half. Great. That's great. Last 2 years, they've been terrible. They're old. They're paying their guys too much money who are old. I see this is going to take a couple years. I don't see how it can't. But, and so if you know, if we're looking at another 2 years of 70 and 92 and the A's, now we take the A's. They got this young team. They're talking about keeping it together. They got talent. Maybe this will, and let's say the A's are in the middle of putting together a run like they did in 12, 13, 14. Could the dynamic change? I mean, if Giants fans are truly fair weather, like I think the Giants front office thinks they are, that's why they're afraid to rebuild. Well, then they're going to struggle the next 2 years because they ain't going to be good.
Okay, you can't predict the future, but if we were to bet, I would bet that the future is bleak. But I've learned from an old wise man, you don't have a problem. Half the battle is admitting that you have a problem, right? The front office is not saying they have a problem.
Right.
They feel like, you know, injuries have thrown them off. That's the reason for the derail. I don't know, Steiny. This is bad. I can't remember a Giant team losing 11 straight. I really can't. And the way that they're losing it, you and I could be on the bump for the other team. That's the mound. And I feel like they couldn't muster more than 2 runs. They are dead men walking. And Bruce Bochy, I love you. I will never blame you for what's going on. But if you're the Bochy and the guy I know that loves the game, walk away after this season. Not because it's your fault. But because you've done your job here. This next phase.
Quit.
Just say, Bochy's, you know what?
Not a quitter.
Would that be what it is?
You would probably say so.
No, this.
Yeah, you might.
You're telling me it's about to be 5 years. It could be 5.
Yeah, I think it could be. Couldn't you?
I don't want to see Bochy sit through that. I'm looking out for Bochy. That's all.
Oh, you're
it's
such
not
a,
his fault.
I know it's not his fault. But, I mean, if Bochy says, I want to come back, how do you get rid of him?
Well, you don't.
Even if you are.
If you don't deem him a problem, which I don't, then you don't. But I just think watching him and seeing him, these losses hurt. People go, oh, Giants just lost 11 in a row. Dude, he's the type of guy that lives and dies with the wins and losses. I believe that.
Yeah, I don't. I think he's seen enough. He's got rings. He knows what it is. You know, coaches and managers always really know how good their teams are. So I think he looks at this Giants team and he said, you know what, we got nothing. So I'm going to do my best, but I ain't losing no sleep. Why would you lose sleep over this Giants team?
He loves this game.
He does, sure. Yeah, no doubt.
We had him on the stage.
You can do both. You can love the game and not lose sleep over a horse bleak team.
He's losing sleep. He even thought they were in it at the beginning of September.
I bet he's getting a good 8-9.
Are you kidding?
No, he's not.
You're playing now.
I'm absolutely not playing.
People know I tip, but go ahead.
Well, it's not really the same because people don't know if you tip. Now, we do know that Bochy's not losing any sleep.
Wow, Steiny.
I don't know that.
No, no.
Of course he's not.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Why would he be? Why? He's not losing any sleep.
His team's in a...
And he can't do anything about it.
That's why you lose sleep.
Have the courage to change what you can and the stuff you can't let go, that Bible saying or Jesus. You know what I mean?
Have
the courage to... Come on. Summit text line. Where are you? Have the courage to... To change what you can, to leave go what you can, the wisdom to know the difference. I don't know, something like
and
that.
And I want to say something about the A's. They're not as young as we think. They got some young studs led by Chapman. They're not as young as we think.
Okay, Townie. All right, Townie.
That's like, hey, real quick.
You know, Matt Chapman. I mean,
can I say something?
Hey, you know what? Anybody? No kidding. Well, Jed Lowry's not young. Well, okay. He's not going to be here in 2 years.
Chris Davis not 25. I've been looking, you know, I'm getting I'm worried about the A's, but I want to know if these injuries to the pitchers are something they're doing organization. Why is it something they're teaching and they don't know to why the pitchers are all getting hurt? That's special. I thought about it driving in.
Think about it. They're falling like flies, the pitchers. So is it something that they're teaching?
Jeez.
And they don't know that this can't just be bad luck, Steiny.
Maybe they should bring in Dave Stewart to be the pitching coach.
He does a good job on TV with the rest of the gang. I don't know, Coach. Just what? How did you digest that when I just said? I caught you by surprise, but could it be something?
I giggled a little.
Because it could be?
No, I don't know. No. What do you mean teaching them wrong? Hey, guys, we're going to teach you the worst way to throw a baseball. I don't get it.
So this is not uncanny to you that it's just the A's pitchers that this is happening to?
Nah, it's unfortunate. It's my coincidence. I don't think it's anything the A's have done.
I bet if we had inside information.
I mean, look at it.
I bet this would be a conversation.
With who?
Just the A's amongst themselves and the coaches. Not like that. This is 100% correct, but something could be there to where we need to leave. We're doing too much of this or that in the offseason. I don't know. Spring training, what have you, but this is scary. And Manaea, he ain't just out this year. That's a blow. He out next year.
Yeah, like Cueto, probably.
Oh, yeah. You got me on that. But that's all they had. Stanley, I need 30 seconds.
All yours, my man.
I tip, but it's rough. I tip. But what I want people to really know is what I do for the homeless people. When I come out of the store, I am really, and I'm not that guy licking me, I'm very generous because I feel like what you put out, you get back. And when you have, so the people coming at you, it's getting to me, Stoddy. But you know, it's hard to tip when you ain't got much, but I tip.
I mean,
come on, I respect
the bottom
game.
Line is you.
It was a little, you know, what they call stick. You know, the tip.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, this potluck, I didn't bring nothing because I wasn't going to be there. I never heard of somebody bringing something. You're not going to be there. So that you got
for
me.
Whatever reason, it's easier for you to put a rat on the table than a tip on the table. I don't know why.
I'll give you a couple bucks. Yeah, you know.
Let me tell you, if it's a $9 drink, by the way, you gotta rustle up another one. You gotta give them $2. One's nothing.
Even if you're just gonna be there for a quick minute.
Yes.
Like an airport. It's like, what do you want? And then you still make the drink in 2 seconds.
Well, first of all, that drink at an airport would be $27 and 49 cents.
Yeah.
You ever get those bills like at the airport? Oh, you had two beers. It's $27.13. That could be 13. Right. That could be an odd number when I had two of them.
But I love the people. So, you know,
tip them.
I'm telling you, I do. You know, it's just rough.
I must say, you brought this on yourself because you let the cat out of the bag about.
I'm just letting the people get some insight to who I am. But what I do with the homeless people coming out.
What do you do with the homeless people?
If I'm at the freeway going to the Bay Bridge and they're there. I'm like, that could be me. That could be somebody. You know, when did it go wrong?
You'd have more clever of a sign.
No, and I give money. I do. Maybe that's why I don't tip as much. I'm not making fun of that. No, when I get some money, I'm gonna start tipping heavy, because I do tip.
I mean, people just don't understand why you're not a great tipper, but you got a $7,000 watch on.
I got it on today. Yeah, but anyway, come on now. All right. I feel bad.
Anyway, I have this written down because we were just talking about the Giants. Well, like Bryce Harper, why the hell would he come to this team right now, going absolutely nowhere?
I can argue he's on the Giants now. His team ain't they're getting ready to go home.
What do you mean?
The Nationals, they're four or five back. They're not going to be playing postseason baseball.
You're right. So why would he go to another team that's not playing postseason baseball?
This is what's killing me about you. How are you robbing the Giants of next year?
Well, how are they going to do it?
Getting Bryce Harper would help.
They're not going to get him.
See, how do you know? We didn't see they were getting McCutcheon. We didn't see them
getting... Oh, please.
What's my guy, third base?
Longoria, yeah, please.
With the frying pan.
Please.
Because he's got a lot of air.
Please. Those two guys aren't... We're talking about Bryce Harper. A lot of people think he's one of the best players. Right, and they failed. And they're going to try to get Harper, and they're going to fail.
But they tried.
Because nobody... Oh, that's great. Put that on their tombstone over the next 5 years. They tried.
But when the fans know that you went down to court him, you know, that's when you're trying to date... That means something. It's not like nobody went
nothing.
Down. They were in a hotel room with Stanton's representative.
What does that do for him now?
But it gave the Giant fans hope. We thought we were going to go to breaking news that he was going to be a Giant. They're in it to win it is what I'm saying, Steiny.
No, they're not.
They didn't win, but they were in it to win it.
I'm hearing more and more Giants fans say this year that, they accomplished their goal. They stayed below the tax. That was their goal. Really? Really? I know a team on the other side of the bay that gets ripped for stuff like that.
Wow.
Well, but they came in, they came under. Hey, they were under the tax. I'll just say this.
It looks bleak. I'm just telling
you. I don't, like, yeah. How do they, I mean this seriously. How are the Giants going to get better next year? How? I mean, there's only one way. They got to sign like five free agents. And all of them have to click perfectly.
What if Posey comes back?
Okay, comes back to what? Who?
A resemblance of what he was? A 300 hitter might not give you.
He's still a 300 hitter,
okay,
pretty much.
Okay, give me 10, give me 12 homers. Crawford has a.
What are you laughing at?
He said, get 12 homers out of Posey. He said 12 homers.
Why are you laughing, man? You really laughed. Dude, what if he gave you 15? And then Crawford and Belt. Dude, you can't rob a team of next year. You're piling on. That's all I'm saying to you. It looks bleak, but when that record is reset, which it will be next April, and we don't know what's going to be done.
He's
going to
play first base for the
right
Giants.
Now, I had to bet it would be Brandon Belt.
Let's just be honest. All right, let's go through.
Brandon Belt.
Posey's going to catch.
Yep.
Belt will be at first.
Yep.
Panic will be at second. At short will be Crawford. Longoria will be at third.
Right, just
Bumgarner will be pitching.
Okay.
That's not good enough. That's not good enough. You do know that, don't you?
But
the five players I just...
That's not the Rays. They got a good record. That's not a bad team.
It's not a good team.
When you say those names...
Right, the names...
There's a disconnect as to why that's not producing.
They're old.
What does that mean?
That means they're not as good anymore. It's a fact of life. Guess what, Guru? I'm not quite as good at basketball as I used to be.
I'm with you.
And you know what? I know I'm... It's right. When you're 35, you ain't as good as when you're 25. When you're 33, you're not as good as when you're 25.
Well, there's not an all-star in that infield that not I just even, went over.
Well, Crawford, I guess, is
no,
the closest
he didn't make
thing.
It. Oh, he did make it. Help me out, Alex.
I think he did. He made it.
Yeah.
Crawford was an all-star.
He's dealing with this tip crisis. But yeah.
You're distracted
no,
now.
No, I'm not. I'm playing. You'd think I give a damn. I'm telling the truth. I'll tell you, I tip. It's just not as much.
But it does bother you.
No, that the people think I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my kid, I
know,
teenagers,
so
when they get jobs and they're servers or something, I want them
turn
to
the
get
line.
A tip.
Turn the text line off
it's
for now. Because I can tell.
Stop. You can't.
I can tell.
I'm not. You come on. You know
hey,
I'm
did
not
we get a, did anybody on the text line answer whether
not
you can
one
call?
Person.
Whether you call Livermore?
Yeah. Oh, they said Livermore was the first Napa. Like, the first winery was in Livermore.
Question is, we had a gentleman call in, said he was from wine country. I assumed he was from Napa or Sonoma. He said he was from Livermore. I want to know, can you really call Livermore wine country? See, I have a problem with that. I'll tell you why. Not because Livermore doesn't have a tremendous wine area region.
Right.
And they're making good wines in Livermore.
Okay.
Livermore also is known for other things. Napa and Sonoma are kind of, it's wine country.
It's the king.
I just don't think you can go with Livermore as wine country.
Yeah, there's a reason. Yeah,
well, why'd that guy do it? Like,
and
why would he
tours
do something like
we
can, that?
Well, where are you going
no,
for
you
the
can,
tour?
No, you can. I think you can go tour. You can get tours out in Livermore. You can
what?
Get tours. Yeah, you can get tours. I mean, they have wineries in Livermore. But if they're trying to kind of purloin the phrase wine country, well, that's when I think Livermore's going a little too far.
Now I'm hearing Fremont was the first wine country.
Oh, come on.
Dude, if Livermore
come
is,
on. Come on.
Well, I don't, hey, I love Napa.
Guru.
Yep. Shout out to the Allens in Napa.
Guru, you got a lot of cousins in Texas.
Yeah.
What are the odds that around Christmas time you're going to send them a case of Fremont wine? Come on. You're not going to do that. You're going to Napa.
Yeah.
Sonoma.
Well, there you go. Wow.
Hell, you may even go to Livermore.
Got to ask somebody first.
Fremont. Yeah. What's the winery in Fremont? There's no winery in Fremont.
What's the one in Livermore? Mike Irvin's never told me about the wineries in Livermore.
Well, why should he? Well,
he lives
there. I haven't told you about the breweries in Oakland.
But I told you about the Pepper Tree in Union City. I'm proud.
So did you hear that tennis umpires are discussing boycotting Serena Williams matches? Because she got mad at the one umpire.
She did get mad. She was losing already. That's what people are. Go ahead.
This gets back to the biggest, one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to men's and women's sports. I can't stand it. Aggressive men are praised. Aggressive women are criticized. It's a joke. I can't stand it. It's infuriating. I go to watch my daughter's soccer games.
Okay. I do too.
And they, you know, the officials, and maybe, ladies, the careful ladies, that's too much, ladies. Like, they're not allowed to be as aggressive as men. They're just, like, it's frowned upon for some reason. Do you think in a million years, tennis umpires would have ever discussed boycotting John McEnroe or Jimmy the Horses Behind Connors?
Not
never.
One second.
Never.
Would never happen.
You know what? And here's what it is. A man doesn't like getting yelled at by a woman. That's what it came down to.
You think that's what it was?
Of course it was. Of course it was. Women are not allowed to be as aggressive in their sport as men are in their sport. Bothers me. Mm. I can't stand it. I got, you know, because...
So the old double standard.
Yes.
Super double standard.
Yeah. It's like I have a daughter, my youngest daughter, she's aggressive. She's pretty aggressive. She like leads the league in yellow cards. It's like she's not, you know...
Who's her dad? No, this is a joke. But...
I mean, she's physical. And she pays the price.
But do you think it's like the WNBA? I told you I've been watching... They let him go. They let him. You know, I don't get what you're. I just think I'm not defending anybody, Steiny. I just think they're a victim of that. Oh, it's women or girl, like the, you know, so we're going to call.
Are.
They can't be, you know. So what do you do moving forward?
Do you
think she was wrong? Because some have said she was wrong, Serena. Like the way not where that conversation should have took place.
She did what Draymond Green does.
Wow.
Okay, so was it wrong? Yeah, she probably shouldn't have done it. Yes, she shouldn't have done it. All right, she lost her temper. Assuming that's not a good thing, yeah, she shouldn't have done it. So she did something stupid. But the way the umpire reacted was inappropriate because people lose their tempers in tennis. People get upset. People have back and forth with the judge. But it's just, it's because she was a woman. And... probably the other part, too.
Wow.
That she was black.
Yeah. That cartoon was re-released.
You know what?
Racist cartoon.
I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Why would it be re-released? That's a whole nother hour, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised. But I'm shocked. I'm not shocked, Steiny, but you are on to something. But
well, you have a daughter.
Yeah. And she's soccer games. Oh, yeah. I watch it.
I mean, and I'm like, she's a big girl, right?
Yeah, physical.
If she were a boy, her physicality would be a plus. And coaches would say, let's get her on. She's tough. She's tough. She's a winner. She's a killer. She's all that kind of stuff. But that's not really praise when you talk about it for a girl.
That's interesting. And you should see the soccer games. I'm that dad. Like, yellow card for what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Man.
I just can't.
Did you feel bad for what's the young lady that beat Serena? That some of that got taken away. I did feel kind of bad. That was her idol. She just beat.
Yeah.
And then some say Serena was grandstanding, taking her shine away from the young lady.
I think she did, but she didn't mean to. And I think now she does. I think Serena feels very bad about it now. She feels bad about the fact that she may have taken some shine off her opponent. But I don't think she feels bad about confronting the judge.
Yeah, from the 408, she has a history of losing Serena, her temper. So don't paint her like she's some angel. But it wasn't about Serena with you. You were talking women in general.
All I'm saying is, okay, let's say, I mean, Draymond Green gets half praise for what he does.
I love it.
That's all I'm saying. And I don't think people love when women are like that. Mm. That's all.
Especially a man is the judge, because that's who she was going at.
Yeah. Who does Who to pop in by to have on today? Anybody worthwhile? Going once. Herman Moore? The old Lions receiver? Herman Moore? What, no Curtis Conway? He wasn't available? You like that, don't you? USC, Curtis Conway. We all thought he was going to do a little more.
Look at right? you. You know he's married to.
I like Johnny Moore. Well, who's married
Muhammad
to?
Ali's daughter.
Who?
Curtis Conway.
Layla?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They got a nice little family.
Okay.
My cousin Bud ripping me. He didn't know I didn't tip, but I do tip now that I've, you know. Yeah. He
said Matt, Matt Millen? Matt Millen, the Penn Stater.
And former GM.
Who else? Tom Brenneman.
Wow, the Red announcer.
Wow, Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those elevated baseball announcers.
No.
Anybody else?
That's the party I'm talking about.
Huh? Anybody else? Are you really not going to the party?
We got a meeting, you and I.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to be 15. By the way.
Lil Duro got a baseball game.
Do you go to every single game?
Wow. Yeah.
Was that pointed? Do you go to every single game that your kids play?
No, I don't. If I'm working on the weekend, which I haven't been here right. lately. But other than that, I'm there.
Okay.
So you want me to drink with you and just forget yeah. little Daryl?
Yeah, I mean.
Tell the wife, just.
Yes.
Just, hey, I'll see you in a minute. I'm about to have the drinks.
Yeah, that's what I'd like.
So I need to go buy a bucket of chicken, or what are you going to get?
I'll tell you what. I'll go get you. I'll go bring something for you if you
No,
come.
I got the money.
Sure.
What do you want to get? You can go get it if you
I'm
want to.
I'm just getting
to.
Some chips and pretzels. Victor told me to go get some. I guess they got bad chips in there. They got those, like,
You're bringing
Lay's
chips
ridges.
And pretzels?
No.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm dead serious. That's what I was told to bring. I got 10 seconds left. But
bring some guacamole.
Dude, they have guacamole already.
See,
it was on the sign-up list.
You got stuff.
I'm going to get, like, sea salt and vinegar. I'm going to get really good chips. Pop and Bonte next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.